I'm Jenna Dooley. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the state budget that lawmakers passed last month. Sam Dunklaw has more.
During the next fiscal year, which starts July 1st, Illinois will spend nearly $43 billion on state operations, services, and employees. Pritzker did away with the usual signing ceremony over COVID-19 concerns. Critics have called the spending plan precarious since it's counting on money that hasn't materialized yet, at least $5 billion in special Federal Reserve loans. Lawmakers passed a separate law allowing the state to apply for that money, but how much it will end up with remains uncertain. Still, Pritzker and Democratic state lawmakers say it will keep, quote, critical funding for state agencies going and put the state in a good position to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
In other news, Illinois is going to spend some of its federal COVID relief money on child care. At a center in the Quad Cities, Governor Pritzker announced $270 million from the CARES Act will go to the Child Care Restoration Grants Program. He says as the state begins to reopen and people go back to work, it's important for them to have access to reliable quality care for their children.
When you think about what things get spent on from a state budget, this is the thing that actually has the greatest return on investment for our state in the short and long run.
The governor says Illinois is the first state to make such a large commitment with its federal relief funds. The state is also asking providers for advice. They can participate in an online survey and submit ideas on how to safely open and what financial help they'll need. The Illinois Baptist State Association and two businesses have filed a suit challenging a state law approved last year. It requires health insurance policies sold in Illinois to provide coverage for abortions. The lawsuit says the mandate violates rights under the Illinois Religious Freedom Restoration Act and the Illinois Healthcare Right of Conscience Act. Plaintiffs say they have sincerely held religious beliefs, which forbid them from funding and providing employee health care coverage for abortions. They're represented by the Thomas More Society, which represents pro-life interests in legal matters. The lawsuit was filed in Sangamon County and names the Department of Insurance and its director as defendants, since the department regulates insurance in the state. I'm Jenna Dooley.
I'm Leah Lerner. Illinois continues to report new cases of COVID-19, but the number has remained under 1,000 for nearly a week as of yesterday. Locally, only a handful of counties added new cases of COVID-19. An elderly truck driver died in a single vehicle crash yesterday afternoon in Franklin County. Illinois State Police say the coroner pronounced the 75-year-old man from Memphis, Tennessee, dead on the scene at milepost 63 on I-57. Troopers say a preliminary investigation indicates the right steer tire of the FedEx tractor trailer dropped into a 200-foot shoulder cutout in a construction zone on I-57. Once it hit the end of the cut, the vehicle left the pavement, traveled down a ravine, overturned, and hit a tree. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he remains hopeful that students can return to school in the fall. It'll all be up to the numbers and the experts, says Governor Pritzker.
But I'm not ultimately the right person to make the final call. That is, we have to consider the public health implications, because I think you've seen that there are circumstances in which young people can get a version of coronavirus. We want to make sure that doesn't happen, not to mention all the people who work at our schools.
The governor says they are also preparing schools for the possibility of more distance learning if needed. There's a new tool to help both consumers and farmers affected by recent meat shortages. The Missouri Farm Bureau has launched a new database of farmers who sell their meat products directly to consumers. Over the past several weeks, many shoppers have been shocked to discover shortages of meats available for sale at their local grocers. And the Missouri Farm Bureau says there's no shortage of livestock, maybe those to process the livestock. You can find the web link on our page.